Hi, this is Corey Shanahan, and this is the Leadership Minute. So I'm working with a number of clients who are in transitions at the moment where they know that their term is up either as a board chair or as a head of an organization, and they're getting ready to move into a new role or they're planning for their new role. And one of the things that I'm noticing, which I find very interesting, is how the men and women differ in their approach. And what I'm noticing is a little bit different about the women is that they are more focused on looking at the role that they're in, taking care of the people who are working for them, making sure that the achievements of the teams that they've been heading are recognized, while the men are looking in the other direction and focused on the next role. So I thought it was really interesting to look and see if there were some common threads there that we could learn from. Because what I also noticed as I started to get into this was that a lot of the advice and literature about transitions and changing roles is very much focused on the approach that the men are taking. In other words, it's all forward-looking. A lot of images of people entering into things and shooting up cliffs, more abseiling again, a lot of abseiling in this business leadership area. And three themes seem to come through, and I thought this might be interesting and see if any of these resonate for you. One is around identity. It seems that women have a much broader and richer sense of their own identity and are not solely defined by the role that they play at work or the role that their career gives them. This is a huge advantage in the sense that it makes you more resilient in times of transition and change because you have other things that give meaning to your life. But it does mean that you're less laser focused potentially during a time of transition. The second thing that's very interesting and is I'm noticing is different between my female and male clients is the approach to relationships. So within the workplace, women have a much more blurry mix of personal and professional relationships. And then that really manifests itself in that caring about taking care of people that they're leaving behind when they're getting ready to move. Men don't seem to spend so much time on that, which may not be a surprise to a lot of the women listening. And the third thing that I'm noticing that's quite different is around appreciation. So appreciation meaning whether you want to be appreciated, how important that is, how you want to be remembered and how you think about that. And women seem to care an awful lot more about whether people will think well of them after they're gone and will remember them fondly. Meanwhile, the guys are simply focused on the first 90 days of the next gig. So when it comes to career transitions, here are the things that I would recommend you be mindful of if you're a woman. You may overly focus on identity, relationships, appreciation. It's not that those things aren't important. They're important to you. They really matter. They're the stuff of life. But be aware that at the same time, you need to keep an eye forward to positioning yourself well and equipping yourself well to succeed in the next role and look after yourself as much as you look after the people that you're leaving behind in the old role. You've been listening to the Leadership Minute with me, Corey Shanahan. For more information, please visit corryshanahan.com.